1966.
That is correct. Magna Carta.
12:15.
Spanish Armada.
1466. 67. 1469. 1514. 1981. 1986. Please do not do that. Come on, I swear. Just hang in there one second. Please, God, give me the answer!
Good evening. I would like to welcome the following new subscribers to the pack. Asphalt Cowboy, Scuba Steve 44, Hunter's Moon, Jeffrey Kowalski, Lex Zero, Farman a Bit, Cream Pie Minator, Brian Lee, Ben Defender, MGTOW_economics, GT Perez Perez. If you are an existing or new subscriber that would like a shout out, shoot me an email or message. I do not always get notifications for new subscribers. Thank you, Pirania, for the boost on MGTOW TV. Tonight's topic is predatory female teachers. Both men and women who are in teaching positions have been preying on students for a long time. The men that were caught are giving much harsher punishments when compared to the female teachers. In fact, this goes for all crimes. In our genocentric society, women are given a get-out-of-jail-free pass. The teachers were not playing Monopoly either. Over the last 20-plus years, women have become more and more promiscuous. Also, with cell phones and other technology, it has become easier for teachers to prey upon students. The article I am going to share took place in Scotland. It is still an open, ongoing investigation. Police in Scotland were called after a case reporting alleged sexual intercourse between a teacher and a former student. According to Pupil A, the incident happened at the prom night where the student has had multiple drinks and he and his teacher had sex in the hotel room. I will leave the link to the article below. The teacher that is under investigation is pretty fair looking. Many students would be all over her, even if they were sober. This is just one case of a female teacher. I also found an article of 25 convicted female teachers that I will link below. These investigations were completed and they were found guilty. I will show their pictures in the background. Pay attention to some of their facial features. Some of them look sad because they were caught. Others have a giant smile from ear to ear. Those women are very likely to have a cluster B personality disorder such as narcissist, sociopath, or psychopath. They are remorseless and show no signs of shame or guilt. They are happy and proud to be getting attention and be in the spotlight. These 25 teachers were only the ones that were caught. How many have not been caught? Ask yourself, when you were a teenager, if you were able to smash some of these teachers, would you? Many guys say, "Where were these teachers when I was going to school?" Like I said, because women have become promiscuous nowadays and can communicate with students outside the classroom, it has become more and more common. Also, if you were a teenager that was sleeping with these teachers, you would keep your mouth shut. I suspect there are hundreds more cases that have never been known. Think back to when you were a teenager. Do you remember how your hormones were raging? I will not lie, I would have jumped all over that if those teachers approached me. Back when I was in school, the closest thing was teachers walking up behind me and rubbing my back or shoulders and asking how I was doing. Also, each year if you wanted to play school sports, you had to get a physical. The routine was, you drop your trousers, and the nurse grabs your family jewels and tells you to cough. Well, for a young teenager, having a nurse touching you down there can be quite an experience. My trouser snake jumped up and almost slapped her in the face. I maxed out puberty very early. I reached my max height of 6 feet and already had hair on my chest in the 8th grade. My freshman year in high school, at the season opener of track, I was number one in the entire state for the 2-mile run. Some men have delayed puberty and will continue to go through changes all through high school. I also remember back when I was a teenager, I would see all the hot young teachers and female classmates around me. My biggest fear was being called up in front of the class while having a raging hard-on. Studies have shown how large men's snakes can grow, and mine is on the far right. It is hard to hide an anaconda in your pants. As an adult, I have to worry about my bills, mortgage payment, child support payment, house repairs, filing taxes, etc. As a teenager, the only thing I had to worry about was my trouser snake. Ah, those were the days. These teachers went to school, they earned their certifications. Then they were certified to hunt for young unsuspecting cubs. They were licensed to slobber all over those young cubs' knobs. I have heard other content creators talk about female predators before. I was taking a shower today, and a light bulb went off in my head. We know that women are hypergamous. They want a top 5%er, they like Chads, the high school quarterbacks, etc. When they were teaching, they had 100 young men under their care. This was a silver platter to them to feast on. They were able to screen and pick the best prey. They were able to lure them with their sexuality back to their lair. The teachers wanted to get that white sugar shot up inside them. They were able to get the young stud's DNA before he became a top 5%er. I think I am onto something that I had never heard talked about before. That was the light bulb that went off in my head. It is a very sly, calculated plan to get the DNA of a stud before he is fully grown. Teenagers can get a woman pregnant very early, around 13, give or take a year. They know to hunt for the young cubs because the teens have no control over their hormones. The cubs think 100% with their little heads and will pounce at the chance to tap into that honey pot. The teachers knew the older a man becomes, the more knowledge he has, and the more control he has over his little head. I have seen stories where the student that got the teacher pregnant and had to pay child support to the teacher. It would be pretty embarrassing walking down the aisle to receive your high school diploma and have to stop on your way down the aisle to hand the teacher a check for child support. Although your classmates may give you a high five and cheer. Like I said, women rarely get a large punishment. They usually get a pat on the back and are told, "Congratulations, I can't wait to see your little bundle of joy." In closing, here is how I could see the teacher luring the cub to her.
"Hey Tommy. You have been studying so hard, your eyes must be getting tired from looking at that book. Why don't you take a little break? I have something to show you that might be a little easier on your eyes."
If you have a topic you would like me to cover, a story you would like to share, or are seeking advice, shoot me an email or message, and I may cover it. Thank you for all the new subscribers. Likening, commenting, sharing really helps. We are having great discussions, and I also learn from you viewers as you share your stories and comments. Thanks for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a